broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows.
Some of my favorite holidays, the 4th of July. By the way, that's my birthday. Christmas, Constitution Day, Bill of Rights Day. Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. I love the right kind of holidays, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas. Welcome to hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for December 23rd in the year of our Lord 2015, hour two at two. The goal, to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property in the media and our lives. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Secret Santas pay off nearly $500,000 in layaway product in Walmart stores? 12 Walmart stores in three states?
Yep.
I guess it's just, it doesn't say 12. I guess three states, Walmart stores. You got Texas Charity finding $50,000. Mm-hmm. Donation and hidden nativity scene. Secret Santa in Ohio pays off more than $100,000 a layaway. Good stuff going on. Merry Christmas. Find ways to give instead of receive. Find ways to serve. Find ways to follow the Prince of Peace. Now, Kurt brought up this fantastic Christmas book last hour. I submit to you that it's one of the best Christmas books ever. All right, it's called Cracked Wheat for Christmas. The author is a guy by the name of Ted C. Hindmarsh, Kurt.
Yes.
Who I happen to know personally.
Oh.
Now I'll tell you how I got to know him personally, because it's a fascinating story. First off, I got to kind of tell you a little bit of the story, and I apologize. I'm going to give a little bit of the book away, but there's no other way to tell the story is the problem. Mm-hmm. So sit back with a cup of hot chocolate, and we're ready to go. All right, here's the deal. The Christmas story has a very rich gentleman who's a professor. He's very wealthy. He has an incredible sports car. He has a younger sister. And bottom line is, the younger sister flies home for Christmas, but he drives his fancy sports car to show off how awesome he is. Doctor is who he is, a professor, a PhD guy. And he's following in the family tradition of being wealthy, being proud, and learning the creeds of success, if you will. Long story, he crashes his car. Well, kinda. He doesn't really crash at all. What happens is his car just kinda, melts down, peters out. He thinks it's ruined. Long story short, he's caught in the middle of a snowstorm and winds up in a teeny cabin. He spends Christmas in this teeny cabin. And they do all kinds of traditional things for Christmas. And the bottom line is, all of his carefully scripted creeds and education that he got as a rich cat from his parents, etc., every bit of that's completely challenged. Well, along the way, he meets the mother and the children. The father died. He eventually falls in love. Now, I digress. I'll leave the story now and tell you that along the way of this whole adventure, he begins to understand the value of family, the value of freedom above fortune, the value of family above fame, the value of love, and it changes his entire life. It's a phenomenal book called Cracked Wheat for Christmas. Let me just tell you right now, what you don't do is you never drink milk especially warm milk. And you never eat wheat, because if you do those things, it'll absolutely destroy your hardened character as a success. Well, when there's the only thing to eat is cracked wheat and milk, what do you do? All right. Well, anyway, with that stage set, Kurt, along the way, he learns what a real Christmas is. He learns to read the biblical account of the Savior's birth. He learns the faith of a child. He learns that, you know what, there are other disciplines more valuable than, quote, his carefully taught creed. That is hard work, selflessness, love, forgiveness, family. He learns about these things in a very real, personal way. And along the way, they do some phenomenal things. For example, they get a Christmas tree. They decorate the Christmas tree with hardly anything because they don't have anything. He's with this very, very poor family. Of course, he doesn't have all of his rich credit cards and resources, so he's just like they are. Just shows you that we're all God's children, and there is no such thing before God as class or wealth or prestige. We're all God's children, and the more we obey his commandments, the more blessed we are. The more we don't, the more we lose those blessings. A pretty simple principle, right? Well, anyway, long story short, they do all these things. They decorate the tree. They drink hot cocoa together. They decorate the tree by popping popcorn and then threading a needle. They do all these simple things, Kurt. They build a snowman outside. Well, we liked this Christmas book so much, Cracked Wheat for Christmas. It is indeed one of the best Christmas books ever written, by Ted C. Hindmarsh, that we decided one year, me and my wife, that we were going to create this very scenario, not have our car break down, not pretend we were rich, but literally go to a cabin, take our family there, get a tree, decorate it in like fashion, read this book, and absolutely, to the best of our ability, live out this Christmas story that was told by Ted C. Hindmarsh, Kurt. And we literally did it. We rented a cabin somewhere. We took our family, and we did what they did in the book as a family. It was a tremendous memory-building opportunity. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about pomp. It was about a personal desire to bring Christ more into focus for our children, for our family, Kurt. So we did this. And my little two-year-old daughter at the time, I'm guessing she was two, she was very young. She was able to actually use a needle and thread popcorn onto a thread and help decorate the tree. We were a little bit scared at first to let her have a needle, so we carefully helped her. But she was so good at it, she was stringing popcorn better than we were. Just surprising about the simplicity and the wonder that children get with that simplicity. Anyway, I digress. We built this box that we gave each of our children, Kurt, that had the hallmarks, if you will, of this Christmas story. So they had kind of a mixture between being very poor and all the gifts that this guy had in his car that he was going to take back to his family and show how awesome he was. And so the family has this gift. So on one hand, they're super poor. On the other hand, they're drinking warm milk, basically straight from a cow, not government-approved milk or anything. I mean, it's really crazy. It's criminal. But they did it. And they drank this milk, and he learned. And the family learned. And they had all these gifts. And so we put gifts that they had in the story in this box for each of our children that they opened. Well, anyway, long story short, we got this bright idea, my wife and I. And we literally hunted down and called the author of this book, Kurt. And we explained to him what we were doing, how phenomenal we thought his book was, how we thought it was an incredible teaching aid for children to help them realize the real meaning of Christmas. And we explained to him exactly what we were doing. We were going to a cabin. We were making these boxes with these gifts. We were going to act out this story. to the best of our ability. And we made friends with the author, and he eventually brought us each a Christmas book, personally signed, and we met him in person. And him and his wife came to our house and told us about this story and how it came to be. And my children all got to meet Ted C. Hindmarsh, the author of Cracked Wheat for Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to building memories with your family, I'm telling you, it's a Christmas we will never, ever forget. Liberty Roundtable, live. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pendleton loses his entire creed. Changes who he is inside. A tremendous Christmas story called Cracked Wheat for Christmas. Sam telling a personal story about meeting the author of Cracked Wheat for Christmas, Mr. Ted C. Hindmarsh. And so the bottom line is, at the end of the story, this kind road crew digs them out of the snowstorm, and they said they wanted to check on the widow lady and her little children. And so they come, and anyway, long story short, they end up eating cracked wheat and drinking warm milk. Oh, just a horrible break of the creed. You can't do that. It'll make you soft. It'll make you humble. It'll make you, just, man, it would ruin you. Or it'll give you real life, if you will. And so anyway, the bottom line is, they get a mechanic to go look at the car that supposedly melted down. And, mister, your car runs perfect. I don't know what you're talking about. Runs like a top. Sweet car, by the way. And, well, you kind of wonder, what is that symbolic of? The book is full of symbolism, ladies and gentlemen. Symbolic of sometimes weird things happen in our lives that don't even make any sense, but God has a way, if we're willing to listen, of coming after us like the lost sheep and of putting us on the right track. And the question is, do we get it? Do we take those opportunities? And anyway, a tremendous book, Kurt. And we didn't give our children this cracked wheat for Christmas box full of gifts for gift-giving purposes, Kurt. Many of the gifts are fairly simple. But what we did do was set forth a tradition for our children as they grow up and start their own families. Three out of my eight children have already done so. For them to have a cracked wheat for Christmas and to really think about the principles taught, the symbolism therein, and really focus on real Christmas worship, a real Christ-centered focus. And so that's what Christmas is about. Anyway, it's a tremendous book. You ought to read it. All of you ought to read it. Everybody ought to read it. Please don't call the author, though, and ask him to come see you. It turns out the author is only about 20 minutes away from my house, is why he was able to come. And we were so into this, we explained to them all that we did. They were so touched, they came and met us personally. We were just so impressed with the story, though. So impressed with the author and his lovely wife. Just kind, gentle, just some of the best salt of the earth people is all I can say. It was an experience that will never be forgotten, Kurt. And that's what we hope to make Christmases about and like. But we literally did have a cracked wheat for Christmas, Kurt. We even had cracked wheat. We even drank warm milk. I'm just telling you right now, it was a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And we try to create themed Christmases, ladies and gentlemen. The theme of that time was the cracked wheat for Christmas and the principles taught in the book. Then what we've started to do is give our gifts to our children according to categories, Kurt. And we do these categories of gifts. So something to wear would be one category. Something to look forward to would be another category. Something to read would be another category. And it helps kind of focus your gift giving to have meaningful gifts, as opposed to just like, hey, can I just dump a bunch of garbage on you so that I can say I bought you good presents or whatever. Is it about the gifts? Is it about getting and spending and buying? Or is it about gift giving with symbols, with a purpose in mind? And that's what we try to do personally at our house for Christmas. We have a ton of Christmas traditions. And we love the reason for the season. All right, Kurt, well, there's my story. There's my cracked wheat for Christmas story. And now you know why the book's so personal to us. But our family had the opportunity to meet the author of Cracked Wheat for Christmas. Just a phenomenal experience.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Sam. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I witnessed a little bit of this Christmas, craziness.
Wait, you mean, Kurt, it's actually real? You're not saying it's not just a big old show presentation? It's like real?
I mean, I guess the Bushmans must have known that I was going to show up.
Yeah, and, sure we did.
And I did, and when I did, you know, there they were all sitting around pretty much just enjoying each other. You know, I mean, there wasn't even a big screen TV in the mix.
We don't have a big screen TV, Kurt, at all.
Yeah.
Not mentioned in the mix. We don't even have one. We have a TV that's 32 inches that's downstairs that's hooked to a Roku player and a DVD and a VCR. That's it.
Yeah. But what I mean is they were actually talking. They were spending time. It looked like somebody might have even been smiling and laughing a little bit of that stuff going on at this time of year, you know. You know, that's what I saw, and I've seen it before. Now, I'm not telling you that they live the perfect life, but, ladies and gentlemen, when you, focus on the reason, the real reason for the season, these little basic things, you know, like are pointed out with the cracked wheat for Christmas story, you find a lot more, lot more of Christmas really there than you maybe would be thinking that could be there in your life, huh, Sam?
Yeah, so one of the examples in this book, Kurt, was he was sitting by a little fireplace, and it was a homemade fireplace, you know, with sweat, blood, and tears to make the little teeny fireplace, and he was kind of sitting there pondering by the warmth of that fire how grateful he was to be inside, protected from the blizzard and the snowstorm outside. And he started comparing this teeny little humble nobody fireplace to the big stately fireplaces that he's been to, of his parents' home, of the big grand lodges that he stayed at, and the way he's celebrated Christmases in the past. And he became humbled by the simple fireplace as opposed to the grand fireplaces. And he began to understand that this fireplace and the stockings thereby and the little room surrounding this fireplace had a feeling to it, Kurt, that he just couldn't understand at first. But it was good. And he liked it. And he then started to understand that it's not the prestige, it's not the presence, it's not the power of a stately, largesque fireplace and or Christmas tree that matters, but it's the love and the anticipation of children and the sacrifice. I know that word's kind of crazy, but the sacrifice that it all takes. The mom had no money. The mom was virtually destitute, but she had saved a little bit, and they had a little bit of popcorn, and that's how they decorated the tree. And it was about that love that surrounded that fireplace and that little old Christmas tree that was the key to his beginning to understand what mattered. And I bring that up because there's another story called The Christmas Orange. I don't know if you know the story or not, or if you've ever read it, Kurt, but it's a tremendous Christmas story. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have so many rich Christmas traditions at our house. One of them is we read a Christmas story every single night from December 1st to December 31st every year. Every year, what is that, 31 days? We read a Christmas story every night together out loud as a family. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live. We don't even need a big screen TV for that.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners.
Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Some people have claimed that our stream player is down. It's being worked on right now. Sorry about that. The archives are available right after the show, so you can get caught up that way. We'll get this fixed as soon as we can. So there you have that, Kurt. Anyway, as I was saying, this Christmas tradition in our house is huge. And I was telling you about the Christmas orange, and I got to look up the exact name of that book. I know it is the Christmas orange, but that may not be what it's called. I'll try to find that out and recommend that to you folks, hopefully tomorrow. Anyway, tremendous stuff going on. Christmas traditions are critical. We spent a lot of time on Christmas. Last night, we had our Christmas, Kurt, with our family, meaning my internal Sam Bushman family. Because I've got three kids that are married, and they go to their other family's house sometimes for Christmas. And they're not always with us every year. Yeah. And so we had a Christmas dinner last night, and we went Christmas caroling. And you know.
Wait. So you celebrated a different day than...
Absolutely. We can celebrate multiple times, my friend. This is a phenomenal season.
Wow. I mean, that's kind of like havoc over and over, isn't it?
It was phenomenal, man. It was just incredible. And we, you know, had a little gift exchange. We didn't have everybody buy everybody every gift. We don't need a gazillion gifts, but it was just a way to, you know. And so my daughter, she's 11. She made her own nativity scene that she gave me and my wife.
Huh?
It was handmade.
Did you guys didn't get to watch that movie I brought by yet, did you?
Oh, not yet, but we're going to. We got it on the list.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, so we went Christmas caroling last night, Kurt.
Oh, a little singing. Huh?
Bundled up and sang some songs, Angels We Have Heard on High, Silent Night, you know, that kind of stuff.
Did you have a permit?
Heck no. But we made sure not to sing real loud. It wasn't like that bass, you know, when people drive their cars around. It wasn't like that. It wasn't loud, really.
Oh, yeah, it weren't scaring people or anything.
No, it was phenomenal. It was fun.
Yeah.
We had a great time. All right, we need to switch gears from Christmas here, folks, to a serious question that our buddy Kevin had. Do you have the question here, Kurt?
The question from Kevin. Let me look this.
It was in your email. It was Kevin Blake, fellow talk show host. He does a program on Liberty News Radio called Restore the Republic on Saturday evenings. Headline, yeah. Sam and Kurt. And he asked a question, Kurt.
Yeah, he says... I recently read an article in the New York Times regarding Donald Trump's outside donations and they're starting to outpace self-funding, even though Trump prides himself on not being bought off. It was brought to my attention that the New York Times is a mouthpiece for Obama and Hillary, and they were clearly just trying to smear the dear Fuhrer. So I did a little digging. Here's what I found. What do you guys think about this? Are we just being lied to? Is Trump just another repetition of the past mistakes we continue to make every 4 years? Recent donors include the U.S. Department of Defense and known globalist Warren Buffett, all ears in FEMA Region 4. So anyway, I guess according to the OpenSecrets.org folks, Mr. Trump is, you know, getting some bucks bringing in. Did you know about this, Sam? Anyway, number one, looks like MDC Holdings is bringing in.
When you say, did I know about this? Yes, of course I knew about it. Remember, I'm the guy that's telling everybody that Trump is not who you think he is. I'm the guy telling you Trump is an insider. He's been so for decades. I'm the one that told you that Trump is not the real deal. He cannot be trusted. I am the one telling you that he's been involved financially and more with the big wigs forever. I'm the one that vetted it, his top supervisor campaign manager. What's that guy's name? Roger
K. Stone.
Okay, Roger Stone, yeah. Who's a political hack insider forever. I'm the one that has told you that, look, when Trump has a birthday party or something, Hillary comes over, okay? I'm the one that documented he's given money to everybody. And his excuse is, well, you got to give money to everybody if you're going to do well. In the big circles in Washington, D.C. or New York or wherever else, you got to, Sam. Well, I agree. But in that, you're so compromised that you'll never worm your way out of that one. He even said on the Alex Jones show that he used to be an insider, as if he's not now. Okay, a lot of people say, well, hey, he's giving up his own money. He's losing money hand over fist, ladies and gentlemen, to talk big and to be in politics and do. He's not losing any money, folks. He's making more money from the coverage than you can possibly imagine. He's not at odds with Hillary. He's not at odds with any of these people. It's political theater. They all know it. He knows it. It's aggrandizement at the highest levels. Trump is not your friend. Now, I know he's saying a lot of the right things, and good on him for doing it. But he's not your friend, and he's not for reals, and he doesn't have the constitutional ideology in mind at all. He doesn't understand the Constitution. If you want to prove it, see if he'll come on the radio with Sam Bushman and discuss constitutionality of certain issues. Let's see how savvy he really is. Okay, when he went on Alex Jones' show, no offense, but they didn't talk about anything, hardly at all. Really, they didn't. There was no substance to it, hardly at all. It was I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine, promotion of Alex Jones. And I'm not trying to down Alex, I'm just saying, this is not a genuine issue. How does Alex Jones know Roger Stone well enough to get him to put Trump on the radio? Okay, I don't believe it is genuine. I don't trust it. Trump is an inside political hack, admittedly so. He's been so forever. Money is king to Trump. Okay, a guy that runs around and tells you how smart, how awesome, how incredible he is in every way should be of concern. Okay, so to answer Kevin's question, look, you're right. You got the big military-industrial complex backing him. Really, Hillary and all of his friends back him. Okay, they pretend they don't. But you just go look who his friends are. You go look who can contact Trump. Trump is famous for throwing out an opponent's personal cell phone number, forcing that person to change their cell number, right, Kurt? Okay, that was a great political stunt. But look, who can get a hold of Donald Trump? Nobody I know. Nobody you know. But Hillary can. Hillary can get on horn to Donald tomorrow. Instantly. Right? So, ladies and gentlemen, do not be fooled. I've told you this for literally months. Ever since Donald Trump. Look, he's even tampered with being president before. And he just wasn't sure he was going to run. Wasn't sure what. Now, this time he did. But I'm saying he was the guy that really talked about the birther issue. But I wonder if he was genuine about that. Because now it's not brought up at all. Why doesn't he bring it up about Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and Barack Obama? None of the three are constitutionally qualified to serve as president, period, bar none. Why doesn't Donald Trump team up with Joe Arpaio to talk about the investigating that was done and the fact that the birth certificate is fraudulent? Why doesn't he put his money where his mouth is and push for true investigation on this? See, Trump brings up an issue, I believe, so that everybody will feel like, well, we've done our best with that, and now it's over. But I don't believe Trump is our friend. I really do not believe it. Now, I'm not necessarily saying Trump is your enemy necessarily. When he's no more your enemy than anybody else is. Okay, that's the issue. All I'm telling you is I am just not impressed with Trump's campaign. I agree he said a lot of the cool things. I agree he's done some good. He's also polarized a lot of issues in a lot of people's minds. And he's made it very difficult to stand on principle because of his polarizing comments. Look, he's the guy that agreed that it's okay to use the no-fly list to deny people access to guns. This is the guy that says vaccines are fine. He's concerned about them, but in the end, he's fine with them. This is the guy that says no matter what, he will not jettison the Republican Party, even if they jettison him. What kind of sense does that make? This is the guy that attacks people's personal appearances. Okay, I mean, he's great for political theater, and he's great for, you know, slamming the mainstream press. But remember, he funds and backs and has done so for decades, the mainstream press. Okay? This isn't a guy that's for real. If he is, why doesn't he put a few million dollars into the new media taking center stage? In fact, I'll even tell our listener, Kevin, talk show host in his own right, what if Donald was to fund your show and my show? I might believe he's a little more genuine then. Not only won't he fund a penny for us, he criticizes the same mainstream press that he promotes at every turn. He threatens he won't go on their broadcast facilities. Almost instantaneously, he then caves and goes on, right? It's all political theater, folks. I've been telling you that from the beginning, and I'll maintain that stance. You are listening to I wonder how many things he'll really accomplish that he promises if he really gets elected, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yeah, Secret Santas are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to be a Secret Santa? Are you going to try to make people's burdens a little lighter? Are you going to follow the Prince of Peace? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. We got the re-encoder, or the encoder reset. I wonder if we're just too Christmas-esque. You think we're too Christmas-esque, Kurt?
Probably.
Maybe they're taking us down on purpose, man. Those guys are going to fight for Christmas. We're going to shut them down. I bet if we were talking about, you know, like sex and pornography, they'd keep us on the air, buddy. What do you think?
Well, you never know, Sam. Interesting stuff, huh?
All right. I don't really think it's a conspiracy. I just think we don't have the money the big boys have. You know, we could create a triple redundant connection if we had the cash, and we wouldn't not go down. But no, can't do that. Can't afford that. So I'm not trying to down Donald Trump as the most evil guy in the world, Kurt.
You're not.
No. But the fact is, Donald Trump is not one of us, Kurt.
He's not one of us.
He's so wealthy, and how he got there is seriously questionable. And is he talented? Yes. Does he say a lot of the right things? Yes. Does he know how to run businesses? Well, compared to most politicians, without a doubt. Nevertheless, look, he's made his money in the mainstream press. He's made his money with the top real estate moguls in the world. Mm-hmm. He's made his money crossing the lines between Republicans and Democrats and insiders forever. And now, when he has the opportunity to build a real third party and to really... what? Divide? End? The principle of party? He rejects it flatly. No, I'm not leaving the Republicans. I'm here forever. I don't care if you guys like me. I don't care if you guys support me. I don't care if you stab me in the back. I'm here forever. Now, why would he endorse the Republican Party so hard? Because he's not really endorsing the Republican Party. He's endorsing the Republican-Democrat stranglehold on American politics is what he's supporting. And if Donald Trump left the Republican Party and then said, Ted Cruz, come with me, or Rand Paul, come with me, we're building a third party, we're doing it now, we're going to put, you know, $1 trillion into this. All right, fine, only a billion. We're going to back off to a billion. We can't afford a trillion. We're going to do it with a billion.
Just imagine if they simply used their big microphone to simply say how, you know.
The party's over, baby.
Washington warned us against it, you know.
That's right.
Let's quit doing it.
So. I appreciate Donald Trump's rhetoric, and I appreciate his bold statements. A lot of them are good, positive, and right.
Yes.
But I'm telling you right now that he loves the mainstream press. Mm-hmm. What I want you to do, Kurt, is just go to Google really quick and type in Donald Trump and nothing else. Well, type in 3 words, Donald Trump news. And I want to know the headlines that come up, and I'm going to make a point about them. You can do this virtually any time, day or night, and Donald it will be Trump very news. Similar. Donald Trump, two words, and then news, third word.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so the first one I see is a CNN piece 4 hours ago. It says, Trump dominates GOP field heading into 2016.
All right, the most liberal of the media, a very positive headline, right?
Yeah.
You think that's because they hate him?
Probably not.
Not a chance, ladies and gentlemen. Get a clue and get it fast. Next one.
Next one says, I don't really want to point this one out.
Let it rip, Kurt.
That one. It says Trump denies using vulgar language to mock Clinton. That's the third one.
Okay. Hold on. He probably did, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay. But it just shows you what kind of a character he really is. He doesn't care, Kurt. He doesn't have moral principles. He's not like a really God-fearing man, is he?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, what has he done to really double down and talk about God in a very favorable light with reverence? None. None that I see. All right, next one.
Says Democrats should fear the depths of Donald Trump's support.
Yeah, in other words, Donald Trump has a ton of support, says the mainstream press. Let's just keep hammering that, right?
The note, the highs and lows of Donald Trump. Let's see. One says Donald Trump is blowing away the rest of the GOP field. Business Insider. The durability of Donald Trump. CBS News. Forget Donald Trump. Democrats Marco Rubio is the nightmare that... Anyway, it's a salon piece. This is from The Atlantic. Why Jeb Bush's attacks on Donald Trump missed their mark.
Okay, is that a defense
Washington
of Trump?
Post. I think so.
Yeah?
Donald Trump is the white guy's white knight. That sounds a little racist.
A little racist. That's okay. We can call Trump a racist as long as it increases ratings.
Yes.
As long as it continues point. The focus, no problem. Just get the name right, Kurt. Right? And that's what these guys do. Now, Franklin Graham's in the news, Kurt. Taking a different tack than Donald Trump. Did we lose Kurt?
No, I'm here. One guy was calling up for raw honey, and I just told him I have to call him back.
Yeah, good point. If he goes to voicemail, then he'll know. You'll call him back.
Yeah.
Now, Franklin Graham's the news, Kurt. Different reason than Donald Trump, though.
Well, right. He says he's basically out of the Republican Party, Sam. Yeah,
well, amazing. Good for him.
You know, yeah. I was thinking, hey, this should have happened a long time ago. But anyway, Franklin Graham says he quits the Republican Party. He calls on Christians to enter public office. Yeah. I guess he says unless more godly men and women get in this process and change this wicked system.
And you think he's thinking of like Trump as one of the guys getting into, you know.
He didn't mention him. He says our country is in for trouble. Yeah.
He's right about that.
Challenge Christians, yeah, even pastors across the country to pray about running for office where they can have an impact. We need mayors, county commissioners, city council members, school board members who will uphold biblical values.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah,
good point.
We ought to get some real heat for this, huh, Sam?
I think he's right as rain. Maybe we ought to get him on Liberty Roundtable Live to talk about it.
He pointed to the recent passage of this omnibus bill as a reason. He says, this is an example of why I've resigned from the Republican Party.
Amen.
And declared myself independent. He says,
couldn't
I have
agree
no
more.
Hope in the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or Tea Party to do what is best for America.
Agreed. Yeah. Now, let me give you a couple other quick headlines. The hour's about to end.
Yeah.
But Kurt, you point to a headline. Polls may actually underestimate. You got that one?
Well, I know that, let me see if I can find that one quickly.
Polls may actually underestimate
Trump's power, I guess.
Support, yeah.
Support.
New study finds.
Yeah.
That's from the mainstream press, right?
Yes.
Sounds pretty positive to me. Now, Donald even chimes in, and they give him the ability to say what he wants with his own headlines even, Kurt. Donald Trump, quote, GOP race.
Yeah, may likely, he says, come down to me and Ted Cruz. That's what he's, said recently, so we'll see.
So they're even letting him craft his own headlines, Kurt. How many people do they let do that?
I don't think too many get to
do that. See, I'm telling you right now, they could pretend they're against Trump for political theater. They could pretend they're against Trump for ratings. But the truth is they're all in the tank for Trump. It's obvious. If you just type in Donald space Trump space news, you will see. The headlines are overwhelmingly favorable of Trump. And even the ones that are negative against Trump are great political theater. Because they'll say, Trump, you're a racist. And then he'll say, no, I'm not. I have all these Latinos and everybody else working for me. I'm not racist at all. And then it'll be ratings to the roof. Okay, but there's no real damage done. There's just eclipsing of any real candidates that would stand for something. If you don't believe me, why does Rand Paul get nothing? Okay, I'm telling you right now, it's all political theater. They're in the tank for Trump. Mark my words. We will keep an eye on this ball just for you, my fellow Americans, but I've been saying it for months, and I'm not changing my tune. I just got it from a Trump financial plan. He can help everybody make tons of money, Kurt. Now, it's probably not really from Trump.
Right.
But everybody's loving it. Everybody wants to ride the Trump phenomenon. And if you're against Trump, I mean, you're almost not even an American these days, right, Kurt? I mean, the mainstream press isn't American. Like. The inside Republican Party, they're not American. They're against him. At least, supposedly. Why give him any coverage at all, then? Just wondering. All right. 2 hours of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, mixed with the true meaning of Christmas. There you have it. We will be live Christmas Eve, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We will not be live on Christmas Day, however. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people can and will restore our grand old republic. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.